so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Darryl Hernaez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on the penultimate day of the regular season. The Shorebirds and the Downeast Wood Ducks getting set for game five of their six-game set to wrap up the 2022 season. Shorebirds have taken three out of the first four from the Wood Ducks here this week. They won again last night, their second win in a row, as they held the Wood Ducks to just one run for the second consecutive day. Shorebirds, a 3-1 winner last night. We saw all the offense in just the second inning. In the top of the second, Down East, a solo homer from Tucker Mitchell. And then the Shorebirds answered in the bottom of the second. Adam Crampton, a 2-run single to give the Shorebirds the lead. And then he would score later in the inning on a wild pitch. From there, the Shorebirds were perfect as far as pitching is concerned. Tyler Joyner, 3 strong innings, giving up just 1 run, or 2 2/3 innings, beg your pardon, giving up just 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts in his final 2022 rehab appearance. Connor Grady followed him. Connor ended up picking up the win. He went 4 1/3 scoreless innings, striking out 7 to give him an even 100 on the season, as he will be the only Shorebirds pitcher this season to eclipse the century mark here in strikeouts in the 2022 season. Trace Bright, won the final 2 innings, didn't allow a run to earn his first save of the season. So the Shorebirds with the win, now at 48-81 here in the season, 27-37 in the second half. They still need to win out the final 2 games of the season if they want to avoid infamy as the worst team in franchise history as far as winning percentage is concerned. The only team that right now is worse than Delmarva this year was the 2012 team. They went 52-86. So the Shorebirds will try to win out here the rest of the way, and they'll hand the ball to Keegan Gillis on the mound here today for the Shorebirds. Gillis is 1-2 with a 5.84 ERA. He'll be opposed by Josh Gessner on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Gessner is 2-3 this season with a 5.49 ERA. Wood Ducks now at 500 in both the overall season and in the second half, 65-65 overall, 32-32 here in the second half as well. So, Shorebirds' final 2 games of the year. Not much left to wait about for. Got to put it all on the line now. Shorebirds looking for another series win here at home. They can come away with that here today. So far this season, Shorebirds are 3-7-1 in series here at home. They've had more success at home than they have on the road. Now 25-38 at home, as opposed to 23-43 on the road this season. So Purdue Stadium has been just a little bit friendlier to them so far this campaign. We'll try to continue that here through the final 2 games of the season. Getting the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups for his first with Down East Wood Ducks. It's Maximo Acosta, the DH. He'll lead it off. Cam Colley is the shortstop. He's batting second. Later, Figueroa, the third baseman, bats third. Yossi Galan, the center fielder, bats fourth. Abby Ortiz is the first baseman. He'll be batting fifth. Ian Mulder does the catching, batting sixth. Jason Morabel, the left fielder, bats seventh. Jose Rodriguez, the right fielder, bats eighth. And Junior Paniagua rounds it out for the Wood Ducks, batting ninth and playing second for Josh Gessner on the mound. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for your Delmarva Shorebirds. It's Carter Young to lead it off. He'll be the shortstop. Elio Prado is in center field. He's batting second. Doug Hodo is the left fielder, batting third. Isaac Baloney, the DH, bats fourth. Noel Romero, the third baseman behind Baloney, bats fifth. Maxwell Costas, the first baseman, bats sixth. Adam Crampton, the 7-hole, he's the second baseman. Wilkin Grullion does the catching, batting eighth. And Steven Acevedo is the right fielder, batting ninth, with Keegan Gillis on the mound for the Shorebirds here tonight. They're starting pitching matchup again. It's Keegan Gillis for the Shorebirds, Josh Gessner for the Down East Wood Ducks. Shorebirds have started to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, throw down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
Future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek with you here on the final Saturday of the regular season, the penultimate game of the regular season for the Shorebirds. They tango with the Downey's Wood Ducks for game five of this six-game set. Shorebirds having taken three out of the first four. They'll try to make it four out of five and an early series win. On the mound for the Shorebirds, it's Keegan Gillis, making his fourth start of the year, his seventh appearance. Gillis is 1-2 with a 5.84 ERA. Had a rough week last week in Fredericksburg. They bloated that ERA a little. They'll try to bounce back here today against the Wood Ducks. Gillis, 6'8", 255 pounds, 24 years old, out of Louisiana. Went to college close to home down at Tulane and was drafted by the Shorebirds, or by the Orioles rather, back in 2021 in the 15th round. Set the defense for you behind Gillis to start this one out. It's Doug Hodo in left, Elio Prado in center, Steven Acevedo in right. Wilbert Romero is over at third, Carter Young is at short. Over at second is Adam Crampton. Maxwell Costas at first base, and Wilkin Grugion does the catching for Gillis on the mound. A little bit of an overcast here as we approach first pitch. Sun already hiding behind the clouds a little, dropping the temperature in the low 70s, but still a gorgeous night for the final night game of the year for the Shorebirds. Birds going with their alternate black jerseys here on Saturday night. Black jersey with the D-Bird logo on the left chest, orange numbers in the back. Black hats for the home team with white pants. Wood Ducks in their, I guess you call it camouflage, brown. White numbers in the back, Wood Ducks in white across the front with gray pants and high black socks for Maximo Acosta, who digs in from the right side to lead this ball game off. Gillis from the third base side of the rubber straddles the slab on the hill. Now into his wind, the pitch home, and Acosta takes a fastball high, right on time at 7:05 for first pitch. Acosta DHing here today, has played a little bit of second base this week as well. The 1-0, he swings, breaks his bat on a flare into left. On comes Hodo, but he has to play it on a hop. It's a leadoff single for Maximo Acosta. Trades his bat for a base hit, and the Wood Ducks with the leadoff man aboard to start the game. Continues the trend this week for the Wood Ducks. That is now the fourth time in five games that they have gotten the leadoff man on. And in each game, each of those four or five games where they've gotten the leadoff man on to start the game, they've gotten him out second with nobody out. Gillis the send and the first pitch to Cam Culley is a called strike with a fastball. Outside corner, strike one. Acosta over at first is 43 for 60, stealing bases this season. Gillis from the set, third base side of the rubber. The pitch, home runner goes. It's a called strike. The throw to second on a hop. Crampton can't handle it. Karam's in a shallow center. Shortstop Young backs it up. And it's a stolen base for Maximo Acosta, his 44th of the season. And just like that, the Wood Ducks do indeed have a runner at second and nobody out here in the first inning. It's an 0-2 count on Culley. Two homers, 21 driven in for the Wood Ducks shortstop. 0-2. He swings and misses. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. And Gillis with the first out of the game. It's a strikeout. So one out and a runner still out at second. That brings up Glader Figueroa. Third baseman bats from the left side for the Wood Ducks. Acosta at second, held close by the shortstop Young. Here's the pitch. Good breaking ball. Inside corner, drops in. 0-1 on Figueroa. Figueroa playing just his sixth game of the season for the Wood Ducks. No homers, one driven in. Hitting 250, that's five for his first 20. 0-1. He swings and skies it out to shallow left. Left fielder Hodo races in, he's under it, and he makes the catch. And that's the second out here in the first. Acosta forced to stay put out at second. And the thing that I should have noted with the Wood Ducks getting a runner at second and nobody out for the fourth time in five games to start out this week is that none of those runners have scored. Keegan Gillis will try to strand Acosta out at second here with now Yossi Galan, the cleanup man, stepping in. Galan, right-handed batter. Open stance, the pitch. He swings and hits it high in the air out to deep left. Hodo going back, looks up, it's gone. Gillis unable to strand Acosta out at second. A two-run shot out to right, or out to left, beg your pardon. And it's a 2-0 down east lead here in the first. Galan, his second homer of the week. And the Wood Ducks lead it 2-0 here in the first. Galan now with an even 20 homers this season. And the first pitch to Abby Ortiz is a fastball that's in for a called strike. Second straight start now that Gillis has allowed a first-inning two-run homer. Gave one up last Sunday to Will Friesel. 0-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner, and Gillis quickly ahead on Ortiz. It's 0-2. Ortiz hitting 229 this season. 11 homers, 39 driven in through 92 games. Gillis the leg lift and the pitch, and Ortiz swings and misses. Chased a fastball up and in. Gillis strikes him out, and that does it for the Wood Ducks here in the first. But Yossi Galan, a two-run homer, and on to the bottom of the first, it's the Wood Ducks 2 and the Shorebirds coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
There's some prime real estate to host your next group outing. Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the first, it's the Dallas Wood Ducks 2 and the Delmarva Shorebirds coming to bat for the first time against Josh Gessner on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Gessner, right-handed pitcher, faces off against Carter Young. Switch hitter steps in from the left side to kick this off for the Shorebirds. Gessner from the stretch with nobody on, his first pitch to Young. It's a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. Gessner, 6'1", 205-pound righty. 22 years old out of Sydney, Australia. 2-3 this season with a 5.49 ERA. Oh, one pitch misses outside to Young. Ball one. Young had last night off, now playing his 14th game for the Shorebirds this year. Hitting 242, 1-1. He swings and fouls it back over the net. One ball, two strikes. One homer, six driven in for Young. Also has five doubles plus a triple. Gessner covers his face with his glove. Now gets his sign, comes today. The 1-2. And change up, fastball rather, misses outside. 2-2, good amount of arm side run on that pitch from Gessner. Throws from a low three-quarters arm slot. It's a good amount of sink. 2-2 on Carter Young, the pitch. And Young swings and taps it foul behind home. Count remains at 2-2. Gessner, 41 innings this season. This is just his fifth start, 13th appearance overall. 41 innings, he struck out 45 but walked 21. 2-2. And Young foul tips it, held on to by the catcher Ian Muller. And that's the first out here in the last of the first. So a good start for Gessner, strikes out Young. And that brings up Elio Prado. Set the defense for you behind Gessner here today. T.A. San, Mora Bell in left. Yossi Galanz in center. Jose Rodriguez in right. First pitch to Prado is lined down the right field side. That's in for a base hit. Towards the line, Rodriguez cuts it off, fires it back in. And Prado with a line drive single the other way. First base runner of the day for the Shorebirds. Down two here in the last of the first. Around the infield for the Wood Ducks, it's Glader Figueroa over at third. Cam Colley's at short. Junior Paniagua's at second. Abby Ortiz at first, and Ian Mulder does the catching. Pitch to Hodo. He shows bunt, but takes outside. Ball one. Gessner, in addition to the 21 walks this season, has also hit 10 batters. Just 41 innings. That's a pretty alarming rate. 1-0. Hodo takes right down the middle. Strike one. Hodo, a two-hit game yesterday, was 2-for-3, also walked, stole the base, and also was picked off. Prado at first, 1-0, the pitch. Hodo takes down and away. Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the first, it's Downey's 2, Delmarva nothing. Two-run homer in the top of the frame for Yossi Galan. The pitch. Hodo takes inside. It's off of Muller's mitt. Goes to the backstop. And Prado up to second on the pass ball. So the Shorebirds with a runner at second now and just one out for Hodo. Still trying to find his footing here in pro ball, and hopefully a two-hit game last night helped him. Now 6-for-37, that's a 162 average. Still looking for his first RBI. 3-1 the count on Hodo. Gessner's pitch. And Hodo takes a breaking ball low. Ball four. And the Shorebirds with runners at first and second, and nobody out for Isaac Baloney. Baloney having a great week here with the Shorebirds after being added to the roster again, brought down from High A Aberdeen. Baloney now 9 for 18 this week after going 1 for 4 last week. 8 of those 9 hits, singles. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Baloney takes inside. Ball 1. Baloney with the Shorebirds this year now. 6 homers, 30 driven in. Hitting 278 with an OPS at 840. 1-0. Baloney swings, rips it on the ground through the hole, right side of base hit. Around third, here comes Prado. The throw from Rodriguez in right is just the weight. Prado beats it with a headlong dive. It's an RBI single for Isaac Baloney. And the Shorebirds get a run back. It's Downeast 2 and Delmarva 1. Very aggressive send from Felipe at third, sending Prado around. But a good gamble. Rodriguez's throw was in on 2 hops. Prado able to sneak in ahead of it. It's an RBI single for Baloney, his 31st RBI of the season. And now first and second again. And Noelbert Romero, the batter, the pitch. Kessner misses down and away. Ball 1. Little surprised, Hodo didn't take third on that play once the throw went home. But still, he's in scoring position for Romero, who leads the Shorebirds with 9 homers this season. 1-0 pitch. Romero swings, hits a hard shot out to short. Colley on a couple hops has it. Throws to second, 1, relay to first in time for a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play as the Shorebirds rally stopped in its tracks. Isaac Baloney, an RBI single, though, gets the Birds on the board. On to the second, it's Downeast 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. Remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Shoreman with his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.tv, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second, it's a one-run game. Downeast 2, Delmarva 1. Both teams getting on the board in the first. Keegan Gillis back to work for the Shorebirds. Fires home to Ian Muller. And the first pitch fastball misses for ball 1. Gillis nearly stranded a runner out at second back in the first, but gave up that 2-out, 2-run homer to Yossi Galan. 1-0 fastball to Muller is on the outside corner for strike 1. Muller in the lineup for a second straight day, went 0-for-2 last night with a walk and a stolen base. 1-1. Gillis misses, breaking ball down the dirt. 2-1. Muller this season, 5 homers, 22 driven in, hitting 204. Right-handed batter, drafted last year in the 4th round by the Rangers. The pitch. Muller swings and skies it out to straightaway left. Hodo started back, now in a couple of steps. Left fielder meanders under it and puts it away for the first out here in the second. So a good start here to the second for Keegan Gillis. mentioned his last time out, he also gave up a two-run homer in the first against Fredericksburg. It was a rough week for Keegan against the Fred Nats. He had a two-start week against them. Went four innings total, allowed six runs on seven hits. First pitch to Yason Morabell. Off-speed pitches down the dirt. Ball one. Fred Nats' offense was clicking on all cylinders last week against the Shorebirds as they dropped five out of six. The 1-0. Morabell breaks his bat on a slow roller to third. Romero to his left gloves, throws high to first. Costas jumping, can't grab it. And safe at first, Morabell as the ball caroms off the sidewall and stays in play. E5 on Romero. So a runner at first and one out for Jose Rodriguez, the right fielder. Rodriguez, three homers, 27 driven in 86 games this year, four down east. Gillis the stretch and the pitch. Runner goes, fastball misses high. The throw to second just late. Was on the left field side of the second base bag. And Young, the shortstop covering, had to reach back across, pluck the baseball, then apply the tag. Just not fast enough to get Morabell, who steals his second base of the season. So a runner at second, 1-0. 1-0 on Rodriguez, the pitch. He swings and slices it in the air deep down the left field line. Hodo back on the track, looks up, it's gone. A second two-run homer today for the Down East Wood Ducks, 336. Just tucked it in down the left field line. And for Rodriguez, it's his fourth of the season. Now 29 RBIs, and the Wood Ducks lead it 4-1 here in the top of the second. So base is empty, one out, and Junior Paniagua, the nine-hole hitter, comes to the plate. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Tries to check his swing. Did that come off of Grullon or off of Paniagua's bat? I think it came off of Grullon, so ball one. Paniagua, two homers, 20 driven in this season. Takes a 1-0 pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds Shorebirds 1, top of the second. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball misses down and away from Keegan. Two balls, one strike. Wood Ducks with more runs today than they had combined in their prior two games. 2-1. Paniagua chases a breaking ball down and away. Two balls, two strikes, or he's down on strikes. Once Paniagua, home plate umpire, ring him up. Evidently, that's strike three. I guess that first pitch that we couldn't tell whether or not was fouled off, it was. So it's a strikeout for Gillis. Would have been nice if Steve Craze gave us some kind of indication. Here's the pitch. Maximo Acosta. Foul tips it, held onto by Grullon. Strike one. Third strikeout of the game for Gillis. And there's two outs here in the second. Shorebirds trail 4-1. Acosta singled and stole the base his first time up. Swings to the 0-1 here, flies into shallow right center on the run. Prado weighs out and makes a sensational grab. Elio Prado tracking that ball, flying in, laying out, and getting the final out here in the second with a spectacular play. Wood Ducks score twice, though, on the two-run homer for Jose Rodriguez, though. On the last of the second, it's the Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
One presented by Maui Jack's Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Shoreman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along with the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the second, it's the Wood Ducks 4 and the Shorebirds 1. Shorebirds coming to bat now down 3 after a second two-run homer today for the Wood Ducks in the top of the inning. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is fouled away right field side for strike 1. Josh Gessner back to work for the Wood Ducks, their starter. Gave up a run in the first but got an inning-ending double play. Off the bat to Albert Romero to help mitigate the damage. 0-1. Costas takes a breaking ball down low. 1-1. Costas, the Shorebirds' first baseman, batting 6th. 2 for his first 18 with Delmarva this year. 1-1 pitch. He takes a breaking ball that backs up on the inside corner. 1-2. Gessner, the stretch with nobody on. The righty set the pitch, and the slider misses down the way. 2-2. Costas, an undrafted free agent this year out of the University of Maryland. Grew up in Baltimore, so getting to play close to home here, too. Gessner's 2-2 pitch, and Costas able to lay off another slider down and away. 3-2. Shorebirds down 3 here at the start of the bottom of the second. 3-2 pitch. And Costas takes just inside, ball 4. Leadoff walk to Maxwell Costas. Second walk that Gessner's already allowed here today. And the Shorebirds leadoff base runner here to begin the second. Brings up Adam Crampton. Crampton, the driving force of the Shorebirds offense last night. 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Also scored a run in the 3-1 win. First pitch. Crampton takes outside for ball 1. Costas at first, nobody out. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 1. Here in the last second. Shorebirds patting, trying to answer back the pitch. Crampton takes just off the inside corner. 2-0. And down to the mound goes the catcher, Ian Mulder, to chat with Gessner here. Gessner, despite having only given up 1 run thus far through an inning plus, has thrown 24 pitches now. He's given up 2 hits, 2 walks. That double play last inning really bailing him out, and that ground ball was even hit hard off the bat into Albert Romero. He's fallen behind on Crampton here, 2-0. Had him hitting 217 this season. 13-for-60. Gessner, a high set, now the pitch. And the fastball is down and away. 3-0. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away for Crampton. Costas leads away from first, the 3-0. And Crampton takes a little backup breaking ball right down the middle. Strike 1. Gessner sending 90 with the fastball, but that one there at 85. Something between a cross of a hard slider and a light cutter. Goes to that same pitch again, up and in on Crampton, and he swings through it. 3-2. So a full count on Crampton. Costas over at first, and nobody out. Shorebirds down 4-1 here in the last of the third. 3-2. Crampton takes just a little low. Ball 4. That's a gutsy take from Crampton. Not sure if the pitch froze him or if he was convinced out of the hand that the pitch missed. It's a second straight walk here to begin the second for the Shorebirds. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Wood Ducks. That's Dimitri Kokoris. Wilkin Grujon, the catcher, is due up to hit. He represents the tie run here very early in this game. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 1. It's actually racking my brain here this week. I think this is the biggest lead either team has held so far in the series. Shorebirds led 1-3 back on Tuesday, but other than that, nobody has had a lead as big as 3. So the meeting of the mound over, and Wilkin Grujon comes to the plate. Grujon playing his 18th game of the season with Delmarva. 2 homers, 4 driven in, hitting .224. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Cutter misses down away, ball 1. First and second, nobody out for Grujon. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 1. Bottom of the second, the pitch. And Grujon waves away at a slider. Down and outside, nowhere close to the strike zone. 1-1. Grujon's other start this week was back on Wednesday. He went 0-3. 1-1. Grujon swings and misses at the same pitch. Down and away. 1-2. Costas at second, Crampton at first. Nobody out here in the last second. And as Gessner comes set, Grujon calls time and steps out. Wood Ducks with 2-run homers in each of the first 2 innings. Galan in the first, Rodriguez in the second. 1-2 pitch. And Grujon takes a called strike 3. Cutter backed up onto the inside corner. Freezes Grujon. And that's the first out here in the second. So still runners at first and second, and now 1 out as Stephen Acevedo comes up to bat. Big right-handed batter, 6'4", 180. First and second, 1 out, and the pinch from Gessner. This is down and away, ball 1. Acevedo getting his second straight start today. Went 0-3 last night, striking out twice. 1 homer, 11 driven in with the Shorebirds, batting just .171. 1-0. Acevedo checks his swing, and the fastball misses outside. Ball 2. Costas at second, Crampton at first. They both walked to the leadoff of the inning. Now 2-0 on Acevedo. 2-0 pitch. Acevedo takes. It's a breaking ball down the dirt. Ball 3. There's nobody throwing out in the Wood Ducks bullpen with Gessner already at 35 pitches here in the second. Wood Ducks had to go to the pen early yesterday. DJ McCarty, their starter, lasted just an inning and 2/3. Shorebirds down 3 here in the second. 3-0. And Acevedo taking all the way. It's a fastball on the outside corner. 3-1. First and second, 1-0. Middle infield at double play depth, slightly shading Acevedo to pull. Outfield straight away. The 3-1. It's outside, ball 4. And that's the third walk from Gessner here in the inning. And it loads the bases for the top of the order and Carter Young. Fourth walk in the game overall, but Gessner's allowed. And now Carter Young will try to make him pay. Young struck out swinging his first time up last inning. 17th round pick this year out of Vanderbilt. Hope and stands from the left side. Gessner crossfire set, the righty deals home. And Young takes low. Ball one. And now the Wood Ducks do get a righty up and throwing on the bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Young swings and drills it off his foot in the box. 1-1. So a ball and a strike on Young. Carter so far in the series is 3-for-14 with a triple and a couple of runs scored. 1-1. Young takes. Breaking ball down the dirt. Ball two. Outfield is straight away and deep on Young. Middle infield at double play depth, but shaded towards the pull side for the left-handed batter. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 1. Bottom of the second, Birds have the bases loaded. One out. The 2-1. And Young fouls it back and over the screen. Out of play. 2-2. That looks like Damian Mendoza throwing out the Wood Ducks bullpen. For now, though, it's Josh Gessner on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Surrounded by Shorebirds base runners, they're loaded. The 2-2. South side, ball three. And Gessner, who's already walked three in the inning, in danger of walking a fourth and forcing home a run. Full count on Carter Young. Elio Prado on deck. Shorebirds down 4-1, bottom of the second. Gessner has his sign, comes set. His 3-2. And Young lines in out of play, third base side. Count remains full. Full count on Carter Young with the bases loaded. Here in the second, Shorebirds down three. The pitch. And Young, a chopper foul down the first baseline. And the count remains full. Still 3-2 on Young. Gessner gets his sign, hiding his face behind his glove. Now comes to a high set. The 3-2 again. And Young lines it to third, speared by Figueroa. He tries to double off Costas from third, but Maxwell wins the foot race. So just the line out, and there's two outs here in the second. Tough break for Young, hitting it hard the other way, but right to Figueroa. And that's the second out here in the second. Elio Prado will try to make something of this bases loaded situation now. Two outs, Shorebirds down 4-1 to the Wood Ducks. First pitch. Prado takes a slider down the middle. Strike one. Prado single to right his first time up. Base is juiced. Two outs here in the last second. Gessner high set. Kicks the leg of the pitch. And the breaking ball nearly hits Prado. Has to jackknife out of the way. Almost got him the rib cage. 1-1. Mendoza out in the Wood Ducks bullpen. He stopped throwing. Right now just looking on at Gessner on the mound. Trying to figure out if he'll be needed this inning. That's 1-1. He's outside for ball two. There's been just one ball in play this entire inning. That was Young's line out to third. It's gone walk, walk, strikeout, walk. Then Young's line out. 2-1 on Elio Prado. The pitch. And Prado takes down the dirt. A stunning backhand pick by Mueller. Saves a run. But Gessner has run another three-ball count. In danger of walking Prado now. Gessner kicks at the dirt on the rubber. Now toes the slab, gets his sign. Comes set. 3-1 on Elio Prado, the pitch. And Prado takes inside a ball four. The fourth walk of the inning from Gessner. And this one forces home a run. Costas comes in to score. And it's now the Wood Ducks 4 and the Shorebirds 2 here in the bottom of the second. And that's going to be it for Josh Gessner. He walks 4 here in the second. Gives up a second run, and he'll depart with the bases loaded. And two outs. Damian Mendoza is coming on in this TechNet call of the bullpen as Steve Mintz, the manager for the Wood Ducks, takes the baseball. We'll take a break. Be back in a minute. Shorebirds still down 4-2 here in the second here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
TechNet call the bullpen brings on Damian Mendoza to replace Josh Gessner. Here at the bases loaded in two outs in the bottom of the second. Shorebirds down 4-2. Doug Hodo's the batter. Mendoza ready in the mound comes set. He kicks and fires. Breaking ball. This is down and away for ball one. Mendoza an ace out of the bullpen for Steve Mintz this season, the Wood Ducks manager. He's 4-1 with a 2.28 ERA. 59 and a third innings out of the pen. Here's the pitch. Hodo takes high for ball two. Gessner was relieved from this game because he walked 4 here in the second, forcing home a run. And it appears that the wildness is contagious. First two out of the bullpen for Mendoza, out of the zone, the 2-0. Fastball is right down the middle, 2-1. Gessner leaves the bases loaded after going an inning and two-thirds. Two hits, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts. Right now it's the Wood Ducks 4 and the Shorebirds 2. Bottom of the second. The pitch to Hodo. Doug takes. It's a fastball in the inside corner. Belt high. 2-2. Gessner, third base out of the rubber, is set. The righty down the hill to pitch. And Hodo, a weak chopper towards third. And it scoots right by Figueroa under his glove. Shortstop Pauly backs it up, but everybody's safe. A run comes in to score, and the Shorebirds tack on one more. Make it a one-run game. It's Down East 4, Delmarva 3. Figueroa tried to go with the backhand. The ball stayed low on the hop, and it went right under his glove. So it's now Down East 4 and Delmarva 3. Bases remain loaded now for Isaac Baloney, the eighth man to hit in the inning. The pitch. Fastball, it's a called strike. Belt high, inside corner. A one pitch. Baloney swings and misses, breaking ball inside. 0-2. Baloney, an RBI single, his first time up, trying to come through again. 0-2. Curveball is outside. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Baloney takes. Curveball down the dirt. Really good discipline from Baloney there. 2-2. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds now 3. Base is loaded and 2 outs for Bologna. Bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And Bologna takes high and outside. Ball 3. Another 3-ball count here in the inning for Wood Ducks pitching. Gessner walked 4 in the frame. Hodo an infield single. Now Bologna. The base is loaded and 2 outs. Chance to give the Birds the lead. Runners are off on the pitch. The 3-2. And Bologna takes inside ball 4. And this game is tied. A second bases loaded walk this inning for the Shorebirds. Bologna drives in his second of the game. And it's Down East 4 and Delmarva 4 here in the bottom of the second. And Albert Romero, the ninth man to bat here in the inning, steps in. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the pitch. And Romero rips it into left for a base hit. One run scores around third. Here comes Hodo. The throw to the plate is in time. A one-hop strike from Morabell in left. Hodo just barely couldn't sneak under the tag. But Noelbert Romero, an RBI single. And the Shorebirds take the lead on a four-run second inning. On to the third. It's now Delmarva 5 and Down East 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, it's now Delmarva 5 and Down East 4. Keegan Gillis back to work. Now working with a lead, and the first pitch to Cam Colley. This is down low for ball 1. Colley struck out swinging his first time up against Gillis. Pitch home. Curveball on the outside corner for strike 1. Cam Weston's already throwing for the Shorebirds out in the bullpen in case Gillis encounters any trouble. Here in the third, 1-1. Good slider, a hard one on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Shorebirds with 4 runs in the bottom of the second, taking the lead. 1-2 pitch. Colley swings, hits in the air, deep out towards right. Acevedo back to the track. In front of the wall in the corner, he puts it away. Sigh of relief from Keegan Gillis. Already given up 2 homers today. This one stays in the yard, albeit pretty tight down the line. And that's the first out here in the third. So 1 out, nobody on. That brings him Cleider Figueroa, the third baseman. Pitch home. Gillis fires a fastball in the outside corner. 0-1. Shorebirds 5 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. Wood Ducks 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors here in the top of the third. Gillis the wind and the pitch. Figueroa swings and misses. It's 0-2. Figueroa fly to left his first time up. Gillis has his sign. Now the 0-2. And Figueroa swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball in the dirt. Gurion blocks it, picks it up, throws to first. Retires Figueroa to complete the strikeout. And just like that, there's two outs here in the top of the third. Fourth strikeout of the evening for Keegan Gillis. Brings up Yossi Gallon. He hit a two-run homer off of Gillis back in the first. Gillis has given up four runs tonight. The pitch to Gallon. Fastball is yanked outside all the way to the backstop. Ball one. All four runs have come on the long ball. Gallon, two-run homer in the first, and Rodriguez, a two-run homer in the second. 1-0. Fastball misses outside for ball two. And I think you can tell for Keegan on the mound that this at-bat, probably the last of his 2022 season, means a lot to him. If he can get Gallon a little bit of retribution, some payback for the homer allowed back in the first. 2-0. Gallon checks his swing, but the breaking ball is on the outside corner. 2-1. Shorebirds 5, Wood Ducks 4 here in the top of the third. The 2-1. On the outside corner, another sharp breaking ball. 2-2. There is a small possibility Gillis comes back out for the fourth. Is that just 37 pitches? Two outs, nobody on. The 2-2. And Gallon takes a fastball high and away. 3-2. Full count on Gallon. Two outs, top of the fourth. Top of the third. Nobody on the pitch. Gallon checks his swing. He went around. Gillis strikes him out. And with back-to-back strikeouts here in the third, throws a 1-2-3 inning. His fifth punch out of the game. On to the last of the third, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Strapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Now getting the first baseman, Maxwell Thompson.
Bottom of the third, it's Delmarva 5 and Down East 4. Keegan Gillis with the first scoreless inning of the game in the top half of the frame. And the Shorebirds will try to put something up here against Damian Mendoza here in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Costas is a fastball high for ball one. Costas walked and scored leading off last inning. Mendoza the wind and the pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner. Strike one. With Mendoza getting the final out of the second in relief of Josh Gessner. Gessner's line is now final, the 1-1. And Costas takes inside with a breaking pitch, 2-1. Gessner goes an inning and two-thirds, allows 5 runs, all earned. 2 hits, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Costas, late on the fastball, sprays it out of play. First base side, 2-2. Mendoza didn't really get an out himself in the second after coming on relief. Gave up 2 singles and a walk. 2-2. And Costas gets drilled right in his back. Breaking ball gets away from Mendoza. And Maxwell plunked right on the small of his back. Walks it out down the first baseline. here to begin the bottom of the third. So a runner at first, nobody out for Adam Crampton. Crampton walked and scored last inning like Costas. Shorebirds ended up drawing five walks last inning, two of them to force home runs. Crampton right-handed batter. Mendoza the righty on the hill fires home, and Crampton swings foul tips it, held onto by Mulder. Strike one. Middle infield at double play depth for the Wood Ducks here. Shorebirds 5, Wood Ducks 4, bottom of the third. Mendoza, shoulder high, set the pitch, and Crampton fouls it back. 0-2. Game 5 of the 6-game series. Shorebirds going for the early series win here on Saturday. 0-2 pitch. And Crampton hits it in the air out towards left field. Mora Bell towards the alley. Left fielder gets the spot, puts it away. And that's the first out here in the third. Back to first goes Costas. So that brings up the catcher, Wilkin Grullion. Grullion struck out swinging, or looking rather, his first time up. Costas still at first after being hit by the pitch to begin the inning. Now one out, the pitch. And Grullion takes a curveball just a little high. Ball one. Shorebirds have taken three out of the first four this week on the strength of very good pitching. But already tonight, it's going to be a different story. 1-0 pitch is fouled off the catcher, Mulder, right off his face mask. One ball, one strike. Grullion from a good squat from the right side. Costas leads away from first. Here's the pitch. And Grullion takes a breaking ball that rides high and tight. 2-1. The past two games, the Shorebirds had allowed just two runs over 18 innings to the Wood Ducks. 2-1 pitch. Grullion fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. And the most runs that the Shorebirds had allowed to Down East this week in one game was four. But remember, that was the 11-inning game back on Wednesday where the game was tied at one going into the 11th. Wood Ducks got a three-run homer in the 11th to win that one. 2-2 is a breaking ball in the outside corner. Grullion caught looking, and that's the second out here in the third. Grullion down looking for the second time tonight. So Costas still over at first, and now Steven Acevedo, the right fielder and nine-hole hitter, steps in. Might not be a more intimidating nine-hole hitter in the league. 6'4", a chiseled 185. First pitch from Mendoza's, good overhand breaking ball. Strike one. Shorebirds 5, Wood Ducks 4. Bottom of the third. Runner at first, 2 outs in the pitch. Acevedo takes. Breaking ball is down low. One ball, one strike. Mendoza, shoulder high set. Kicks and fires. And Acevedo swings through the fastball. 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Steven Acevedo, the pitch. Curveball is down the dirt. Count levels at 2-2. Carter Young, the top of the order, is on deck. Acevedo walked and scored his first time up last inning. Costas, still over at first, hasn't budged since reaching base to open the inning. The pitch, Acevedo swings, hits it in the air towards deep right center on the run, Rodriguez, and the right fielder able to flag it down. In the gap for the final out here in the third, Shorebirds get leadoff man on, but Strand Costas aboard. On the fourth, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 4 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering bonus prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 4. Cam Weston comes on for the Shorebirds on this TechNet called the bullpen. Here places Keegan Gillis after Gillis goes three innings. Allows four runs, three earned on three hits, no walks, and strikes out a season-high five. First pitch from Weston to Abby Ortiz is fouled back for strike one. Weston drafted this year out of the University of Michigan, eighth round pick. 22 years old, 6'2", 210 pounds, is 0-1, cut on and missed by Ortiz. Breaking ball down low, it's 0-2. Weston making his fifth appearance this year for the Shorebirds. He is 1-0 with a 4.32 ERA. 0-2, swing and a miss. Fastball at 93, top of the zone. Ortiz can't connect. And Cam Weston starts his outing out of the bullpen with a strikeout. Weston, now 8 2/3 innings, has struck out 8, walked 3, given up 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. First pitch to Ian Mueller. Fastball in the outside corner. 0-1. Weston last time out last Sunday at Fredericksburg. Struck out 3, didn't walk anybody. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned on a 2-run homer to Jake McKenzie. 0-1. Fork ball misses a little low. 1-1. Weston from the full wind with nobody on. His 1-1 to Mueller. Slider misses down away. 2. Mueller fled to left his first time up. Shorebirds 5, Wood Ducks 4, top of the fourth. 2-1 pitch, slider able to chisel the outside corner. 2-2. Shorebirds with a 4-run bomb of the second, rallying from 4-1 deficit. 2-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Mueller can't lay off, and Cam Weston with back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the fourth. Two away. Praise NBA son, Mora Bell. Mora Bell reached on an error and scored back in the second in front of Jose Rodriguez's homer. The pitch. He swings and chops it down the first baseline. Costas behind the bag. Plays it with the body right into his gut. Gloves and throws and takes it to the bag himself to retire Mora Bell. And Cam Weston with a 1-2-3 fourth inning. On to the last of the fourth, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinek on the call, both home and away in your stream. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the fourth and the top of the order for the Shorebirds here against the Wood Ducks. It's the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 4. Carter Young leads it off for the Birds against Damian Mendoza. And a first pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. Young is 0 for 2 today, has struck out and lined third. Pass from the left side, the 0-1. Mendoza misses. Fastball inside, 1-1. Mendoza now an inning, the third out of the bullpen. Came on back in the second with 2 outs and the bases loaded, gave up a couple of runs. The 1-1. Young takes a little change up down the middle, 1-2. Trying to eat up some innings here for the Wood Ducks, who are dealing with the second straight day, 1-2. Young takes a change up outside, 2-2, where their starter failed to go past the second. Back-to-back days of their starter going an inning and 2/3. 2-2 pitch, and Young takes a fastball high, ball 3. But even for Mendoza, he's already had 35 pitches out of the bullpen. And although he hasn't given up a run himself, 3-2, it's high, ball 4. He has now walked 2 batters and hit a man as well, so his control has been less than pinpoint. Young walks to begin the 4th, and that brings up Elio Prado. That brings up Elio Prado. He's perfect on the day. Singled back in the first, walked home a run back in the second. The pitch. Fastball runs high and tight. Ball 1. Prado has scored both times he's been on today as well. Shorebirds lead the Wood Ducks 5-4 here at the bottom of the 4th. Young at first for the Shorebirds, a strong lead. Mendoza high set. Turns and throws to first, and Young back in with the dive. Mendoza ready to go again. Here's the pitch. And Prado takes. It's a fastball in the inside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch. Prado lays off a breaking ball that stayed upstairs. Ball 2. Second to last game of the season for the Shorebirds. Going to win this series a little early against the Downey's Wood Ducks. They've already taken 3 out of 4 this week. The 2-1. Prado takes outside for ball 3. And Mendoza's control issues starting to mount here in the 4th. Already walked Young, and now Prado ahead in the count, 3-1. Kick and the pitch. Prado swings and pops it up. Back behind home. That'll get out of play. And the count's full. see whether or not Young runs from first. He's a pretty athletic guy, but he just doesn't steal that many bases. So far in his pro career, Young hasn't stolen a base. The 3-2 misses inside to Prado. Young stayed put, but he'll take second anyways now on ball four to Prado. Second straight walk here to open the fourth for the Shorebirds. First and second, nobody out, and Doug Hodo the batter. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Wood Ducks. That's Dimitri Kokaris. Mendoza has now walked three out of the bullpen and hit a batter. Hodo coming up is 1-for-2. Walked back in the first, an RBI infield single back in the second. Home plate umpire Steve Craze heads out to the mound to break up the meeting. Shorebirds up a run here in the last of the fourth. Seen more offense today than we've basically seen the entirety of the series. Downey's 4, Delmarva 5. Wood Ducks have been held to just one run each of the past two games, while the Shorebirds scored 4 back on Thursday and 3 last night. So ready to get back to the action. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds up a run. Doug Hodo is slated to hit. And Damian Mendoza on the mound is set. He looks to second. Now the pitch. Hodo shows bunt, takes it back. And the fastball is in for a called strike. 0-1. Middle infield at double play depth. First baseman Ortiz is way off the line at first. Here's the pitch. Hodo shows bunt again and takes another called strike. Fastball in the outside corner. So 0-2 on Hodo. First and second, nobody out here in the last of the fourth. Kick and the pitch. And Hodo takes a breaking ball up and in. Raises his arms out of the way at the last second. 1-2. So 1-2 on Doug Hodo. Mendoza inside look to second. Chases Young back to the bag. First and second, nobody out. Shorebirds up a run in the fourth. The pitch. And Hodo fouls it back. Fastball a couple of inches inside on his hands. Able to battle. Foul it off, stay alive. Another 1-2 coming from Mendoza. And the curveball misses down and in. Ball two. Two and two on Doug Hodo. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. On the outside corner, Hodo can't pull the trigger. And that's the first out here in the fourth. Second strikeout from Mendoza out of the bullpen. Brings up Isaac Bologna. Bologna 1-for-1 today with 2 runs driven in. Single back in the first and walked homer run back in the second. Left-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and hits it hard on the ground towards second and into right center, a base hit. Around third, Young comes in to score. The throw goes back into second as Prado motors to third. It's an RBI single for Isaac Bologna. And the Shorebirds take a 6-4 lead here in the last of the fourth. Not quite sure where Junior Paniagua was playing that on that pitch, but he was playing Bologna way to pull, and Isaac basically rolled it right through where Paniagua would be stationed normally for a right-handed batter. But it's his third RBI of the game. And now first and second, one out for Noelbert Romero. The pitch, swing and a miss. Romero out in front of a breaking ball. 0-1. Prado goes first to third on the play. And it's now Delmarva 6, down east 1. 0-1 pitch. Prado tries to check his swing, but goes around on a pitch in the dirt. 0-2. Romero lined a single to left his last time up. Scored Prado, but Hodo was thrown out trying to score on the play. That ended the second. Chance to drive in another. Prado at third, Bologna at first. One out, bottom of the fourth. Shorebird 6, down east 4. The pitch. And Romero hits it in the air, deep down the left field line. Morabell back into the corner. He tracks it down in foul territory. Makes the catch. Prado tags from third, comes home to score. Bologna stays at first. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Noelbert Romero. And the Shorebirds open up a 3-run lead. It's Delmarva 7 and Down East 4 here in the fourth. That brings up Maxwell Costas. Costas, no official plate appearance or at-bat yet today. Has walked, scored a run, and been hit by a pitch. The pitch. Fastball misses high and outside for ball one. Bologna still at first, and now two outs for Costas. Shorebirds up 7-4 here in the fourth. Kicking the pitch, and Costas fouls it off. Ground into the backstop. 1-1. One and one on Maxwell Costas. Mendoza's pitch. And Costas off the end of the bat. Nubs it to the backstop. 1-2. Infield plays Costas to pole. Everybody except for Ortiz is over at first, who still holds on Bologna. 1-2 pitch. Costas takes a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Moeller up the first base line. About halfway up the line, and Bologna able to take second on the wild pitch. So now a runner in scoring position for Costas, and two outs here in the fourth. An arm starting to loosen out in the Wood Ducks bullpen again. That would be for Laurencio Serrano Jr. 2-2 on Maxwell Costas. Mendoza looked to second, now the pitch. And Costas, a liner into right field, a base hit. Bologna gets the wave around from third. Here's the throw from right from Rodriguez, and it's in time. The Wood Ducks throw out a second runner at the plate here tonight. And the Shorebirds held to two runs here in the fourth. On to the fifth. Shorebirds open up a 3-run lead. It's the Birds 7 and the Wood Ducks 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's now the Shorebirds 7 and the Wood Ducks 4. Shorebirds with two or more runs in the last half inning, opening up their largest lead of the game to this point. Cam Weston back to work for the Shorebirds. His first pitch to Jose Rodriguez is fouled back and out of play for strike one. Rodriguez had a two-run homer down the left field line his last time up. Left-handed batter. Weston the wind and the pitch. Fastball sails high and outside for ball one. Weston in his second inning of relief threw a 1-2-3 fourth with two strikeouts to get things going. 1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in, and Rodriguez waves over it. One ball, two strikes. 8-9-1 in the order due up for the Wood Ducks this inning. 1-2. Fork ball is bounced in by Weston. Two balls, two strikes. Shorebirds trailed 4-1 after an inning and a half today, but they've since scored six unanswered. 2-2 pitch. Fastball is high and outside to Rodriguez, and the count's full. Four in the last of the second for the Shorebirds. They coaxed five walks that inning, and then they scored two more in the last half inning, the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three. Weston able to freeze Rodriguez, and Cam Weston has now struck out three out of four that he's seen tonight. So one out and nobody on. That brings up Junior Paniagua. Paniagua, the nine-hole hitter, struck out swinging his first time up. Swings the first pitch here, lofts it out to left. Hodo barely has to move, makes the catch, and there's quickly two away here in the fifth. So two up, two down for Cam Weston here in the fifth. He is now retired five in a row out of the bullpen. Back to the top of the order, and Maximo Acosta, one for two, the pitch. Weston's fastball in 94 is just high and away. Ball one. Two outs, top of the fifth. It's the Wood Ducks 7, the Shorebirds 4. The pitch. Acosta takes a fastball this time, finding the outside corner. Just below the belt. 1-1. Weston the wind and the pitch. Slider misses. Down and outside. Ball two. Acosta singled and scored, leading off the game. The 2-1. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. He was then robbed of the base hit back in the second. Helio Prado with a diving grab into right center, able to lay out, make the play. Weston trying to go six up, six down in his first two innings out of the bullpen. 2-2 on Acosta, the pitch. And Acosta swings, hits it out towards right center. Acevedo on the run, and the right fielder able to track it down for the final out here in the fifth. In the cap, Acevedo, a nice play. And Cam Weston, another 1-2-3 inning. On to the last of the fifth, we're halfway home. On to the last of the fifth, it's the Shorebirds 7 of the Wood Ducks 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halfway home on the last of fifth. It's still Delmarva 7 and Downey's 4. Technet call the bullpen brings on Florencio Serrano, replacing Damian Mendoza. First pitch from Serrano to Adam Crampton is lined into left center field for a base hit. Center fielder Galan over to cut it off. Crampton around first. He'll hold up there. And it's a leadoff single for Crampton here in the fifth. Crampton now 1-for-2. And a rude greeting for Serrano out of the mound. Serrano making his 10th appearance of the season for the Wood Ducks. No record, a 2.78 ERA. 6'1", 205-pound righty. 22 years old out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Pitch to Wilkin Grullo. It is a breaking ball. Misses down and in. Ball one. 22 2/3 innings this year for Serrano. He struck out 18 and walked 6. First, or 1-0 to Grullione. He swings and drives in the air. Deep left center. Morabell back. Track. See ya. Grullione admires his artwork. 4-0-1 out to deep left center. A masterpiece of a two-run shot out to left center. 1-0-4 off the bat for Grullione. His third of the season. And the Shorebirds pouring it on the Wood Ducks now. It's Delmarva 9 and Downey's 4. Grullion absolutely knew he had it. His third homer, his sixth, RBIs 5 and 6. As the first pitch breaking ball to Steven Acevedo is down the middle for strike one. So the Shorebirds now up 9-4. The pitch to Acevedo. It's a chopper up the middle to his left. Colby gloves and the shortstop throws to first. Retired Acevedo. And that's the first out here in the fifth. So one out here in the last of the fifth. Shorebirds now up 9-4 after Grullion's two-run homer. Carter Young, the top of the order. Switch hitter digs in from the left side and the pitch home. Young swings, flares the line around to left, and that'll drop in front of Morabell for a base hit. Now 3 out of 4 with base hits off of Serrano here in the fifth. And I think the Wood Ducks might be thinking about getting somebody loose out of the bullpen. Elio Prado the next to bat. Prado perfect on the day, has singled, walked twice, and scored 3 runs. Takes a first pitch fastball in the outside corner. Ball or strike one. Bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds 9, Wood Ducks 4. Shorebirds have now scored 8 unanswered on the Wood Ducks. A 1 pitch. Prado swings, hits a soft looper in a shallow right. Second baseman Paniagua dives and makes a sensational grab. Oh, what a fine play by Junior Paniagua. Robbing Elio Prado of a potential bloop single. And after Prado took away a hit earlier today from Maximo Acosta, Kenny Agua returns the favor with a stunning grab out shallow right. So two outs, runner at first, and that brings up Doug Hodo, the pitch. Serrano fires a fastball in at the knees, strike one. Bottom of the fifth, it's Delmarva 9, Downey is 4. Two-run homer for Wilkin Grullón, giving the Shorebirds the now 5-run lead. 0-1 to Hodo. He swings, rips it into left field for a base hit. Towards the line, left fielder Maura Bell collects it, fires it back in. Up to second goes Young. And the Shorebirds with their fourth hit off of Florencio Serrano here in the fifth. So first and second now, two outs for Isaac Bologna. Bologna perfect on the day, 2 for 2. Two RBI singles plus a bases loaded walk. He's driven in 3. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Young out at second, Hodo at first. It's now Delmarva 9, Downey is 4. On Wilkin Grullón's 2-run homer. Serrano sent to the belt. Moretti kicks the leg of the pitch, and Bologna tags it into right field, a base hit. Over to third, here comes Young. He's getting the wave around. The throw to the plate, not in time. Young scores standing, going to third on the play, Hodo. And it's another RBI single for Isaac Bologna, his third of the day. He's now driven in 4. And the Shorebirds to double digits. It's Delmarva 10, Downey's 4 here in the fifth. First and third now for Noelbert Romero, who is 1 for 2 with 2 driven in. Singled back in the second, sack fly, and an RBI back in the fourth. And Bologna with 4 RBIs today, 1 off of his career high. Pitch to Romero. He swings and skies it down to shallow center. Second baseman Paniagua under it. He's calling for it, and he puts it away for the final out here in the fifth. But the Shorebirds score 3 more times. Wilkin Grullón, 2-run mammoth blast. And Isaac Bologna, an RBI single. On to the sixth. It's now Delmarva 10 and Downey's 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments is planning to protect you and your loved ones from natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Started just $12 to watch the early stars of tomorrow on Delmarva today. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's now the Shorebirds 10 and the Wood Ducks 4. Shorebirds with 9 unanswered runs. The first pitch from Cam Weston to Cam Colley, the Wood Ducks shortstop, misses high and tight for ball 1. 3 more last inning for the Birds. Wilkin Grullón, a 2-run homer. 1-0 pitch is a fastball down the middle, 1-1. And Isaac Belloni, yet another RBI single. 1-1 pitch on its way from Weston to Colley. And the slider is fouled off of Colley's foot. Spins out of the box, so a little bit of pain. 1-2. Shorebirds now 10 runs on 11 hits, one error. Wood Ducks, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They haven't scored since back in the second, when they got their second 2-run homer of the day. This one from Jose Rodriguez. Colley, the 2-hole hitter, is 0 for 2 today. Struck out and flying out to right. Weston's 1-2. And the fastball misses high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Reese Sharp starting to stretch out the Shorebirds bullpen. He'll come on once Weston is done. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Frisbee slider. Dancing away from Colley. And Weston strikes him out, his 4th of the game. And for Cam Weston now, that's a career high of strikeouts. That brings up Glider Figueroa. It's 0-2. Fly to left and struck out. Left-handed batter swings the first pitch, slices out towards left. Hodo comes in, now backtracks and puts it away. And there's quickly 2 outs here in the 6th. Weston at just 27 pitches now. It's not a certainty that he'll be done after 3, especially with this being his final outing of the season. No reason, if his pitch count allows it, to not let him come out for a 4. Here's Yossi Galan, 1-2 with a 2-run homer. And Weston fires a fastball down and outside. Ball 1. Shorebirds 10, Wood Ducks 4 here in the top of the 6th. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses outside. Ball 2. The Shorebirds, it's the first time that they've eclipsed double digits in quite a while. 2-0 pitch. And Galan checks his swing. Appeal to first. Trey Jester says Galan held off on the pitch in the dirt for ball 3. Got to go back to August the 27th, the last time that the Shorebirds scored 10 or more runs in a game. That was a 12-11 win over Lynchburg. 3-0. Fastball is at the knees. Outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. Keegan Gillis win the first 3 for the Shorebirds. Allowed 4 runs on 3 hits. And now Weston trying to retire his 9th in a row. Weston, first base side of the rubber. Into his line, the 3-1. Fastball right down the middle. Knee high. And from 3-0, it's gone to 3-2. Full count, 2 outs, top of the 6th. Nobody on. Payoff pitch. And Galan, a weak chopper over the mound. Second baseman Crampton charges, gloves, throws on the run, and gets Galan for the final out here in the 6th. Fine play from Adam Crampton. Comes in behind the mound, charges, flings to first. And Cam Weston, 9 up, 9 down out of the bullpen. On to the last of the 6th. It's still Delmarva 10 and Down East 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Berdew Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bomb of the 6th, it's Delmarva 10, and Down East 4. Maxwell Costas leads off the Shorebirds against Florencio Serrano. Back out for a second inning of relief. His first pitch breaking ball to Costas misses down low for ball one. 6-7-8 due up for the Shorebirds here on the 6th off of Serrano, who gave up 3 runs last inning. 1-0 breaking ball is in the dirt, ball 2. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits last frame, Serrano. 2-run homer to Wilkin Grullon, and then 4 singles. 2-0 on its way to Costas. Takes a fastball up and in that came off the knob of his bat. Ended up fouling it off. 2-1. Costas is perfect on the day. He's reached base 3 times now. Walked back in the 2nd, hit by a pitch back in the 3rd, and then singled back in the 4th. 2-1 pitch is a fastball that misses high. Ball 3. Shorebirds trail 4-1 after an inning and a half play and since have scored 9 unanswered. 3-1. Costas takes a fastball up and in, ducks out of the way, and draws a leadoff walk here to begin the 6th. Since Carter Young struck out to begin the game for the Shorebirds, Delmarva has had the leadoff runner on in every inning since, in the 2nd now through 6th. Costas at first, nobody out, and Adam Crampton due up to bat. Crampton is 1-for-2. He singled off of Serrano to start last inning and scored his 2nd run of the game. Serrano from the belt fires home. And Crampton rolls on the ground towards the hole left side. It eats up Colley on the backhand. He blocks it, keeps it on the infield. Costas safe at 2nd. Crampton safe at 1st. And the Shorebirds with runners at 1st and 2nd. And nobody out. It'll be an infield single for Crampton. So 1st and 2nd, nobody out, and Wilkin Grullon the batter. 2-run homer off of Serrano last inning. 1st pitch. Fastball swung on and popped up. Right behind the mound. Infield fly rule call. 1st baseman Ortiz makes the catch. And that's the 1st out here in the 6th. Runners stay at 1st and 2nd. So Grullon can't follow up his mammoth shot from his last time up. Falls to 1-for-4. Now Steven Acevedo. 1st and 2nd, 1-0. Reese Sharp is throwing out the Birds' bullpen, so I think Weston will be done after 3. 1st pitch to Acevedo, misses inside for ball 1. Acevedo, the 9-hole hitter, is 0-for-2 today. Walked back in the 2nd and scored. Fly to right and grounded to short as well. 1-0. Acevedo takes a fastball down and away. Ball 2. Costas at 2nd, Crampton at 1st, 1-0. Shorebirds up 10-4 over the Wood Ducks, bottom of the 6th. The pitch. Acevedo checks his swing, but the fastball's a called strike anyways. Outside corner, 2-1. Middle infield at double play depth for Acevedo here. Right on right matchup. The pitch. And the fastball is way high. Ball 3. So 3-1 on Acevedo. 1st and 2nd, 1-out. Bottom of the 6th, Shorebirds up by 6. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo takes a changeup inside. Ball 4. Acevedo walks his 2nd of the inning. And the bases are loaded with 1 out for Carter Young. top of the order. Carter singled his last time up off of Serrano to left. Walked and scored back in the fourth as well. He's 1-for-3. Quick visit to the mound from the catcher Mulder to chat with Serrano. Wood Ducks pitching, just having a rough go of it today. Now giving up 12 hits as well as 9 walks, 10 runs. Young, a switch hitter, stands in from the left side. Shortstop Colley up the middle. Paniagua at second towards the hole on the right side. First pitch. Changeup misses down away to Young. Ball one. Base is loaded. One out for Young. Shorebirds really just trying to bust this thing wide open. Already lead by 6. Here's the pitch. And Young takes a fastball at the knees outside half. 1-1. Shorebirds have scored now in 4 of 5 innings tonight. Trying to make it 5 out of 6 here in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. Young takes a fastball that sinks down away. 2-1. Serrano sent the bell. And the 2-1. And Young takes down the dirt. Ball 3. The Wood Ducks have walked in 2 runs already today. Came back in the second. With the last of those 2 walks, Isaac Baloney actually tying the game at 4. Shorebirds now lead at 10-4 here in the last of the sixth. Bases loaded, 1 out for Young. Here's the 3-1. And he swings, foul tips it. Held onto by Mulder. 3-2. So a full count, 1 out, bases loaded. Bomb of the sixth. Carter Young, the Shorebirds' leadoff man at the plate. Serrano on the mound is ready. Here's his 3-2. And Young hits in the air out to center. Galan freezes, now comes in a step. He's under it in medium deep center. He makes the catch, fires towards third. Costas tags from third, comes home to score. And it's a sac fly and RBI for Carter Young. And the Shorebirds lead it now 11-4. The RBI for Young is his 7th of the season. And the Shorebirds now up by 7 on the Wood Ducks. Delmarva 11, Down East 4. Everybody else stayed put on the play, so first and second, 2 outs for Elio Prado. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Prado swings and misses. Fastball sinking down and in for strike 1. Prado was 1-for-2 today. Singled, scored back in the first. Walked and scored in the second and the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball 1. Prado was robbed of a base hit his last time up. A little flare out to shallow right. Second baseman Paniagua made a stunning diving play. Picked it off the turf. 1-1. Prado takes an off-speed pitch at the top of the zone. 1-2. Shorebirds now up 7 here in the last of the sixth. Carter Young sack fly, making it 11-4. 1-2 to Prado. He swings and hits on the ground softly towards first. Ortiz over to his right, gloves it, and takes it to the bag himself to retire Prado. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the sixth. But the Birds do get a run on a Carter Young sack fly. On to the seventh. It's now Delmarva 11 and Down East 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Club presented by Maui Jack's Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the seventh, it's now Delmarva 11 and Down East 4. Reese Sharp takes over on this TechNet call to the bullpen. His first pitch fastball to Abby Ortiz on the outside corner for strike one. Sharp takes over for Cam Weston, who faced just 9 batters over 3 innings. 0-1 pitch is high from Sharp, ball one. Weston retired every batter he faced, striking out 4 of them over 3 perfect innings. Now Sharp for the seventh, the 1-1 to Ortiz is a slider down the dirt, ball two. 5-6 and 7 due up for the Wood Ducks. Ortiz, Muller, and Moore Bell. Ortiz is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts today. Takes a rip at the 2-1 and fouls it out of play. Third base side, 2-2. Sharp making his 5th appearance of the season out of the bullpen for the Birds. And the wind, the 2-2, and it's cut on and missed. Good curveball in the outside corner. Ortiz helpless, flailing at it. And that's the first out here in the seventh. Wood Ducks haven't had a base runner since back in the second. Their last hit, their last base runner, was Jose Rodriguez's 2-run homer with 1 out in the second. Now the pitch to Ian Muller. He swings and pops it out of play. First base side, strike one. Muller is 0-2, has flied to left and struck out swinging. Sharp 6 2/3, now 7 innings this season. Has struck out 13 and walked 9. 8 hits, 3 runs all earned on 1 homer. 0-1 pitch, a good curveball flipped in by Sharp at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Reese 6'3", 220-pound righty. 20th round pick this year out of Indiana. 0-2 to Muller. Breaking ball is in the dirt. Muller lays off. 1-2. Top of the seventh, it's Delmarva 11 and Down East 4. Shorebirds have scored 9 unanswered runs since the second. 1-2. Fastball called, strike 3. Freezes Muller and Reese Sharp with back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the seventh. So 2 outs and nobody on for Yaysan Morabel. 0-2, reached on an error and scored back in the second. First pitch. He takes a curveball down the dirt. Ball one. Shorebirds 11, Down East 4 here in the top of the seventh. Shorebirds have scored now in 5 of 6 innings today. 1-0 pitch. Morabel takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. 1-1. Sharp the wind and the 1-1. Fastball pops the mitt but can't get the call. Just off the outside corner. 2-1. 2-1 on Morabel. Sharp the wind and the pitch. And Morabel fouls it back and out of play. Touch towards the third base side. 2-2. Sharp trying to strike out the side here in the seventh. 2-2 on Yeson Morabell. Here's the pitch. And Morabell takes a called strike three. Change up at the knees. And Reese Sharp comes in and strikes out the side here in the seventh. On to the last in the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds 11, Wood Ducks 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your seat today, as there is limited availability for the leader to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you got a good stretch in. It's now the Shorebirds 11 and the Wood Ducks 4. Doug Hodo leads it up for the Shorebirds here in the last of the seventh against Florencio Serrano, who in two innings out of the bullpen has now given up four runs. First pitch to Hodo. Fastball misses inside for ball one. 3-4-5 to up for the Shorebirds. Hodo, Bologna, and Romero. Hodo 2-for-3 here today. Two singles and a run driven in. 1-0. Hodo takes a fastball down and in for ball two. Wood Ducks starting to get a righty throwing out in their bullpen here. It's Jackson Leaf who threw back on Tuesday. 2-0 to Hodo. Serrano misses with a fastball inside for ball two. Shorebirds have put the leadoff man on base in every inning since the first. 3-0 on Hodo to begin the seventh. The pitch. Fastball is just inside for ball four. And Hodo walks to begin the seventh. And the Shorebirds, another leadoff base runner. Shorebirds had 1-3 out of 4 off the Wood Ducks already this week, scoring no more than 5 runs in each of those games. Today it's an 11-4 lead for the Shorebirds. As their offense has come to play, 12 hits, they've walked now 11 times. And the first pitch to Isaac Bologna misses high and outside for ball one. Bologna perfect on the day. He's driven in 4. 3 RBI singles plus a bases loaded walk. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Bologna swings and pops it out of play. Third base side. 1-1. Shorebirds 11, Wood Ducks 4 here in the last of the seventh. Hodo at first. He's held on by Ortiz still, even in a 7-run game. 1-1. Bologna swings and hits it right on the ground to the second baseman, Paniagua. Throws to second, one on to first in time for a 4-6-3 double play. And the Shorebirds leadoff base runner wiped off the board. So two outs and nobody on for Noelbert Romero now. Romero, a multi-RBI day, has an RBI single and a sac fly. He's 1-for-3. The pitch. He takes just a little inside, maybe a touch high as well. Changeup misses. Ball one. 11-4 Shorebirds here in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0. Romero swings and pops it up. Foul ground first base side. The first baseman Ortiz lumbers in and in front of his own dugout makes the catch. Retires Romero, and the Shorebirds send the minimum to the plate here in the last of the seventh. On to the eighth, and still with Delmarva 11, Down East 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the eighth, it's still Delmarva 11 and Down East 4. Shorebirds with now 9 unanswered runs, or 10 rather unanswered runs, on the Wood Ducks. After trailing 4-1 after an inning and a half, 4 in the last of the seconds, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. And the Shorebirds are up by 7. Reese Sharp back out to work for the eighth, and Shorebirds pitching has now retired 17 Wood Ducks in a row. First pitch to Jose Rodriguez is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Rodriguez, the last base runner for the Wood Ducks, all the way back in the second. Two-run homer down the left field line. Left-handed batter, Sharp's 0-1. Misses down the dirt. Ball one. Sharp struck out the side in order in the seventh. His first inning out of the bullpen after Cam Weston went 3 perfect innings. 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Keegan Gillis got the final 2 outs of the second, then retired the side in order in the third. And the Wood Ducks, well, they've gone 3 up, 3 down ever since. 1-2. Rodriguez takes a curveball down the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Eight, 9-1, 2 up for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the eighth. The 2-2 from Sharp, and Rodriguez fouls it away, able to stay alive. Okay, some out-of-town scores here real quick. First from Birdland. Orioles get absolutely thumped by Boston. 2-2. Rodriguez takes down the dirt. 3-2. Boston 17 and the Orioles 4. Orioles will try to go for the series win tomorrow in the day game against the Red Sox. Around the rest of Birdland, Norfolk has only lost in Memphis. Redbirds 4, Tides 1. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a fastball up and in, ball 4. And the Shorebirds streak of 17 in a row retired comes to an end. Leadoff walk to Rodriguez here in the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, Bowie and Richmond are tied at 1 right now. Bay Sox going to the final 7 games of the season, all square in the division, tied with Erie at the top of the AA standings. First pitch from Sharp to Junior Paniagua. It's a fastball that misses high. Ball 1. Runner at first, nobody out. Shorebirds 11, Wood Ducks 4, top of the eighth, the pitch. Paniagua swings, hits in the air down the right field line. Acevedo, a long run into foul territory. Can't come up with it. Drops in foul ground. Strike 1. Aberdeen on the road to Jersey Shore right now trails at 8-3. They finally found out who they'll be playing in the first round of the South Atlantic League playoffs. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is just a little high. Ball two. Two and one on Paniagua. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball backs up off the inside corner. Ball three. But Aberdeen, they will be playing Brooklyn, who just clinched the second half South Atlantic League Northern Division crown. 3-1 from Sharp. Swing and a miss. Paniagua chases the fastball down and away. Might have been ball four. But now the count full. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the eighth. Kick and the pitch. Runner goes. It swung on and missed. The throw to second from Grillion is in time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. And the Shorebirds hitting on all cylinders here tonight. Leading the Wood Ducks 11-4 and the defense on point to boot. A phenomenal pick by Crampton. And Rodriguez, who for some reason wasn't going full tilt towards second, gets tagged out by Adam. And there's now two outs here in the eighth. First pitch now to the top of the order, Maximo Acosta. And the fastball's on the outside corner for strike one. Fourth strikeout for Sharp out of the bullpen. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Two outs, nobody on for Acosta, the leadoff man. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Just threw the fastball by him. 0-2. Acosta 1-for-3 today. Singled and scored back in the first. So 0-2 on Acosta. Two outs, top of the eighth. It's Delmarva 11, down east 4. Sharp the wind and the pitch. Fastball at 94. Misses down and away. 1-2. Sharp, third base side of the rubber. Gets his sign. Into his wind, the pitch. And Acosta takes. Just a little outside. Sharp sticking with the fastball again. And the count even at 2. Acosta chokes up ever so slightly. Crowns the plate. The 2-2. And he takes. Curveball down the dirt. And after jumping ahead 0-2. Sharp has now seen the count run full to 3-2. Three-two pitch. Acosta takes just a little low. Breaking ball doesn't get the call. Two-out walk to Acosta. And that allows Cam Colley to hit. That'll bring pitching coach Joe Hommacher out of the Shorebirds dugout. With Randy Barraguente starting to throw on the Shorebirds pen. I think Sharp is slated for just 40 pitches here. So Colley's probably his last batter. A reminder that strike him out, throw him out, double play earlier this inning is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Double plays are always better with Chick-fil-A. Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants have partnered with the Birds to sponsor every double play the Shorebirds turn this season. Plus, when the Birds turn two at Purdue Stadium, all the attendees at the game can open their Chick-fil-A app to receive free Chick-fil-A. So the meeting on the mound over. Shorebirds 11, Wood Ducks 4 here on Saturday night, the final night game of the year for the Shorebirds. Trying to make it 4 out of 5 against the Wood Ducks and give themselves a chance to win tomorrow and avoid being the worst team in franchise history. First pitch to Cam Colley. He swings and hits it in the air down the right field line. Back towards the corner goes Acevedo, the right fielder there, and he puts it away. Colley retired. And the Wood Ducks down scoreless here in the eighth. Two scoreless out of the pen for Reese Sharp. on the last of the eighth. It's still Delmarva 11 and Downey's to 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, man. This is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Trying to follow all the Shorebirds actions and anywhere all the time.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the eighth, it's still Delmarva 11 and Downey's to 4. And a technique call, the bullpen brings on Jackson Leaf to replace Florencio Serrano for the Wood Ducks. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance, and get your car or truck serviced at local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. So Leaf on, right-handed pitcher, works from the first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Maxwell Costas is a breaking ball that's in at the top of the zone for strike one. Costas, Crampton, Grugion here in the eighth for the Birds. That's 6-7-8. Costas swings the 0-1 and fouls it back. It's 0-2. Leith making his 28th appearance of the season. He's 2-4 with an 870 ERA. 30 innings, he struck out 28 and walked 23. 0-2, swing and a miss. Fastball right by Costas. And that's the first out here in the eighth. So one out and nobody on. That brings up Adam Crampton. Crampton, 2-for-3 today. Second straight day, he's gone 2-for-3. Walked and scored in the second, flied to left in the third, and has singled in the fifth and sixth. First pitch, fastball on the inside corner, a 94 from Leith. 0-1. Leith, 6'1", 192-pound righty. 12th round pick last year out of Tennessee. 0-1. Crampton swings and chops it foul. Third base side, 0-2. Last of the eighth, Delmarva 11, Downey's 4. Penultimate game of the season. The Shorebirds trying to make this a series win against the Wood Ducks by taking 4 out of the first 5. Leith a deep breath into his wind, the 0-2. And Crampton takes. Slider just off the inside corner. 1-2. Randy Barraguete still throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 1-2. Crampton takes another breaking ball low. 2-2. Pitch on his way to Crampton. He swings, lines it the other way. On comes Rodriguez. He sprawls out, and the right fielder makes a sliding catch to rob Crampton of a base hit. And there's two outs here in the eighth. Nice play from Rodriguez and Wright, who's also hit a homer tonight and thrown out a runner at the plate. So 2 outs, nobody on. That brings up Wilken Grugion. Grugion 1-for-4 with a 2-run homer back in the fifth. Big swing and a miss in the first pitch. Slider over the heart of the plate. 0-1. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds up 7. 0-1. Grugion swings and misses again. 0-2. Leaf looking for a 1-2-3-A. The 0-2. And Grullion hits it on the ground towards third. To his left, Figueroa gloves, throws across the diamond, and somehow Ortiz kept his toe on the bag, spinning away from the base into foul territory on a wild throw. But Grullion out, and that does it for the Birds here in the eighth. On to the top of the ninth, Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win and a series win. It's Delmarva 11, Down East 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the ninth, it's Delmarva 11 and Down East 4. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win and a series win. Brandon Barraguente takes over for the Shorebirds on this deck called the bullpen. He takes over for Reese Sharp, who goes 2 no-hit innings, walks 2, strikes out 4. As the Shorebirds bullpen tonight has allowed just 2 base runners. Sharp and Cam Weston combining for 5 no-hit scoreless innings of relief. Barraguente will try to go one more frame and bring home the win for the Birds. Right-handed pitcher, Barraguente, 6'4", 220, faces off against Gleyder Figueroa to begin the ninth. The first pitch is cut on and missed. Fastball over the outside corner. Strike one. Figueroa, left-handed batter, is 0 for 3. The pitch. He swings, lifts it in the air towards deep left center. Hodo on the run, left fielder gets back in front of the warning track and makes the catch. First out here in the ninth. Figueroa now 0 for 4. And if Barraguente can get through this ninth without allowing a hit, the Wood Ducks will have gone the final 6 innings of play without a base hit. You'll see Galan, the next batter, the cleanup man, swings the first pitch fastball at 95 and fouls it back. 0-1. Galan, a 2-run homer back in the first. So the Wood Ducks at one point led 4-1. Galan, a 2-run homer. Jose Rodriguez, a 2-run homer as well. 0-1. Galan takes way high. Ball 1. But after that, the Shorebirds have now scored 10 unanswered runs. And for as good as the offense has been, as the catcher Grullion goes out to talk with Barraguente here, I'm not sure what exactly went wrong for them. After retiring Figueroa, the inning has just started. And now the meeting done. So 1-1 on Yossi Galan. Right on right matchup. Barraguente, first base out of the rubber, into his wind the pitch, and Galan hits it in the air out of play. First base side, 1-2. Top of the ninth, Delmarva 11, Down East 4. Barraguente trying to get the final 3 outs for the Birds, 1-2. And Galan swings, hits it in the air, deep left center again. Outfielders converge, and this time it's the center fielder, Prado, who makes the running grab out in the left center gap. to retire Gallon. And there's two outs here in the ninth. Randy Barrick went down trying to cap off what would be seven no-hit innings for the Shorebirds pitching staff. The pitch to Abby Ortiz. He swings and fouls it out of play. Strike one. Shorebirds trail 4-1 after an inning and a half, and since then have basically played perfect baseball. 0-1 pitch. Ortiz takes a breaking ball down and away. Ball one. So a ball and a strike on Abby Ortiz, a left-handed hitter. Kick and the pitch. And Ortiz skies it. Shallow left. Hono comes in. Left fielder under it. And he punts it away. And that's the ball game. It's the Shorebirds 11 and the Wood Ducks 4 as the Shorebirds win the series over the Wood Ducks. Take 4 out of 5 and cap it with an 11-4 win here on Saturday night. The bullpen throws 6 innings of no-hit baseball. The Wood Ducks don't get a hit for the final 7 innings, while the Shorebirds offense explodes for 10 unanswered runs. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score tonight to the Delmarva Shorebirds 11 and the Down East Wood Ducks 4. Post-game show is next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. And it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Back at Purdue Stadium, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds, an 11-4 winner over the Down East Wood Ducks, as the offense came to play here today, and then the pitching stepped up exactly when the Shorebirds needed it to. 11-4 the final, the Shorebirds take the series. Let's go ahead and walk you through how this one happened. Wood Ducks were on the board first, a two-run homer in the top of the first for Yossi Gallon. Shorebirds a run in the bottom of the first, Isaac Bologna an RBI single, made it 2-1. Wood Ducks made it 4-1 in the top of the second, Jose Rodriguez a two-run homer. But the Shorebirds answered back and then some in the bottom of the second by drawing out 5 walks in order to take the lead. Fireworks about to start here. I will warn you of that. So we turn off the crowd mic and close the window to avert too many loud noises. Anyways, the Birds, 4 runs in the last second. 3 walks loaded the bases. A 4th one to Elio Prado forced home a run. Infield single for Doug Hodo played a run, and then Isaac Bologna, a base-loaded walk, tied the game before Noelbert Romero gave the Birds the lead with an RBI single left. 5-4 Birds after 2. Bottom of the 4th, Shorebirds extend the lead. Isaac Bologna, another RBI single, and then Noelbert Romero, a sacrifice fly to left. In the 5th, Shorebirds added on 3 more Two-run homer for Wilken Grujon, an absolute mammoth blast out to left. Then RBI single for Isaac Bologna. Shorebirds tacked on one more in the sixth, another sack fly, this one for Carter Young. Shorebirds' bullpen was stupendous. They combined to go six no-hit innings, as when you attach Keegan Gillis's final inning of work in the third, the Shorebirds threw the final seven innings of tonight's game in scoreless and no-hit fashion. They walked just two, striking out eight out of the bullpen. Big tip of the cap to Cam Weston, Reese Sharp, Randy Barraquete, and the Shorebirds win. Final line score for you. For Delmarva, 11 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, they strand 9. Down East, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors, they strand just 1. Cam Weston the win, he improves to 2-0 with 3 perfect innings out of the bullpen, striking out 4. Taking the loss for the Wood Ducks is Josh Gessner. He goes an inning and 2/3, allows 5 runs, 2 hits, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts. We started at 7:05, we finished at 9:21. Time of game, 2 hours and 16 minutes. In front of 4,207, currently taking in fireworks here at Purdue Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds are 49-81 overall, 28-37 in the second half, 26-38 at home, and they've won 3 in a row, and they've won the series against the Down East Wood Ducks to finish off the campaign. The Wood Ducks, they fall to 65-66 on the season, 32-33 here in the second half. Now 28-37 at home or on the road, and they've lost 3 in a row. Okay, some out-of-town scores here real quick. First from Birdland, Orioles thumped by the Red Sox 17-4. They'll go for the series win tomorrow afternoon at Camden. Norfolk falls to Memphis 4-1 the final. Bottom of the ninth, Bowie and Richmond tied at 1, but the Bay Sox with men at first and third and one out, and Andrew Dosh back at the plate trying to win it in the last of the ninth. That's tied at 1. Aberdeen, they trail Jersey Shore 9-5, but Luis Valdez did homer, so Ironbirds have that going for them. Those are our Birdland scores. Now Carolina League scores. Mudcats, a 7-3 win over Myrtle Beach. Charleston, Columbia, they're in the bottom of the 10th. It's Charleston 4, Columbia 2. Top of the 9th from Kannapolis, it's Augusta 8, Kannapolis 1. And Fayetteville, Lynchburg, they were canceled. Same for Salem and Fredericksburg, canceled here on Saturday night. Those are all the scores and people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead, turn our attention to tomorrow. It's the last one, the season finale. 2:05 first pitch, 1:50 for the pregame show, as we join you for one more day of Shorebirds baseball here in 2022. Juan Nunez is on the mound for the Shorebirds, no record, a 1.23 ERA. Opposing him, Aiden Curry for the Wood Ducks, no record and a 0.00 ERA. First pitch, 2:05, pregame show will be 1:50 for the final game of Shorebirds baseball this season. So if you think you're going to miss me this offseason, make sure you come in for one more day of Shorebirds baseball. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thanks from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time to the Delmarva Shorebirds 11 and the Down East Wood Ducks 4. Shorebirds win the series, and with one more win tomorrow, they can avoid infamy as the worst team in Shorebirds history by winning percentage. They need just one more win. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.